All the concerns about admitting Syrian refugees now have a historical echo in this country. Americans had similar concerns back during World War II. Back then, the fear was that German spies would hide among Jewish refugees. Listen to this newsreel clip from 1942.
The spy net tightens. Searching this war prisoner exchange ship, the FBI seizes Herbert Karl Barr, accused as a Nazi spy.
The FBI used the capture of Carl Friedrich Barr as proof that its vigilance was warranted. Reporter Daniel Gross re-examined the case for Smithsonian.
Carl Friedrich Barr was born in Germany, and he came to the United States as a teenager. And so he was naturalized, grew up in Buffalo, New York. But in 1938, which is, of course, right before war breaks out, he went back to Germany to study engineering. And there, the FBI accused him of meeting with the Gestapo and going to spy school, where he was given $7,000 to steal industrial secrets from the United States. So he sneaks back into the United States, posing as a refugee, but he gets caught right at the border.
Right. So he goes to trial, and it was a capital case. How did his arrest and the trial impact Jewish refugees?
Well, at the time, the fear of spies, German spies, was rampant in the United States. It was sort of taken as a given that Germans were lurking among us. And I would say that this case gave extra ammunition to people who were already suspicious of refugees.
Was the fear in the United States about German spies teeming in this country, was it legitimate?
Well, of course, Carl Friedrich Barr was convicted as a spy, but his case is practically unique. Late in the war, the Treasury Department started getting a bit skeptical of the State Department and the FBI claims, and they kind of ran a fact check on this supposed security threat. And they said that you can count on one hand the number of refugees that actually did pose a security threat of the sort that Karl Barr did. And of course, Karl Barr was not actually a refugee. He was just pretending to be one.
All right. So parallels with today. What can we learn today with the Syrians fleeing the war in their country, seeking new homes in Europe, but also here in the U.S., where the allotment has been raised from 1,900 admitted over the past 3 years to 10,000 getting legal status here by the end of this fiscal year?
Well, I asked several historians whether they saw parallels between the Jewish refugees in World War II and the Syrians today. They were cautious. They wanted to point out the differences here, but they did all agree on a couple things. First, that making generalizations about a people based on a couple incidents, it's dangerous and it can potentially be counterproductive. That was something that was true with Jews. It was also true with Japanese Americans, and it could be true with Syrians, they said. And the other thing that they agreed on was that rushing into policies in the immediate aftermath of an attack or a security threat can have long-term implications that we should be very careful about. So short-sighted decisions in the past, they've had very long-term implications.
So from where you are right now in Germany, Daniel, which has been really generous allowing in refugees and migrants, although there's been some kind of reexamination of that generosity, I know, are you seeing a similar paranoia going on now?
Yeah, I would say the story is similar to the United States in that some politicians have expressed fear that refugees could be a security threat. That idea was floated before the attacks in Paris. But at the same time, one of the German ministers for security said that the refugee crisis could radicalize right-wing Germans against refugees. And so there's kind of this effect on both sides of security threats, not just from refugees, but against refugees.
Reporter Daniel Gross in Berlin, thank you very much for telling us about this.
Thank you.